Listen, we know you've likely been a bit bombarded with 2022 municipal election stuff the last couple of weeks. Us as well. And with so much information to remember ahead of October 15, we wanted to help condense the important dates and items you need to know before casting your ballot. In Port Moody, local residents be voting for a new mayor, 6 city councilors and 2 trustees on School District 43's, SD 43, Board of Education. Eligible voters will need to pick from a combined list of 20 people looking to earn one of 9 open positions associated with the local municipality, considered to be one of the fastest growing in all of Metro Vancouver. How can I vote? There are 3 ways to cast your ballot in Port Moody during the 2022 campaign period. Mail ballot eligible voters must fill out an online application form or apply in person at their respective city halls to receive a mail ballot. Completed mail ballots must be received by the chief election officer before 8 p.m. on October 15. The last opportunity to request a mail-in ballot is noon on October 15. Advance polls various locations on various dates depending on community. See below for more. These polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. General voting day polls will be open on October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at various locations. See below of more. Am I eligible? Port Moody residents looking to vote in the 2022 municipal election have to meet certain criteria to do so. They must be a Canadian citizen, be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote. Be a Port Moody resident. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring 1 or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need 1 form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring 2 pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the Municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid passport, vehicle insurance documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security request for continued assistance form, SDES 8. When and where can I vote? Port Moody is hosting 2 opportunities to cast an early ballot ahead of the civic election, both from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Advance polling stations, OCT 5 Wellness Room at Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, October 8 Wellness Room at Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, on October 15, Port Moody residents can vote at one of 4 facilities where ballot boxes will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Election Day. Polling stations: Glenair Community Center, 492 Glencoe Drive, Heritage Mountain Community Center, 200 Panorama Plural, Kyle Center, 125 Kyle Street, Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. For more information, you can visit the City of Port Moody's website. In addition to Thursday's Sept. 22, all candidates meeting hosted by the Pleasant Side Community Association, PCA, several other forums are currently scheduled to take place in the weeks to come. The Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce is hosting its Port Moody Council debate on September 28 from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Inlet Theatre, 100 Newport Drive. As well, the residents of Pleasant Side Ioco Communities Association, Tropica, will be using Old Orchard Hall, 646 Bentley Road, for a mayoral debate and school trustee candidate meet and greet on September 29, 7 to 9:30 p.m. The group will also host a debate for city council hopefuls on October 6, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the same venue.